The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. We first met Krista Saint-Gentil last week in our report on Haiti's grave political and economic crises. Gentil was born in Haiti, grew up in Pompano Beach, and now lives in Haiti, where he owns a job placement and outsourcing firm. He also hosts an internet talk show, Haitian BizNews, on his YouTube channel, See Gentil. We wanted to know more about why Gentil stays in Haiti at a time when chaos is overshadowing commerce, and why he thinks other Haitian expats shouldn't back away from Haiti now, but engage it. Gentil spoke with me from Port-au-Prince. Chris, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Tim.
You were born in Haiti in 1986, at the fall of the Duvalier dictatorship, when all this democratic promise lay in front of Haiti. But 3 years later, your family emigrated to South Florida. Why?
Yeah, the situation was very difficult for so many people in the country at the time, including my own folks. My dad was a traveling minister and was able to secure a visa to America. They did not see where democracy was going to take them in Haiti. And unfortunately, Haitian democracy so far still has not changed their mind. My mom, though she is still very proud to be Haitian, I've told her, hey, I'll buy you a plane ticket. Come over here. Then she's declined the offer.
When you were growing up in Broward County, did you visit Haiti often?
Yeah. My dad, on the other hand, he's still very much gung-ho about Haiti. And I visited my father's native town up in the hills called Paillon. And it was a very majestic, beautiful place where literally, you know, you can reach out your hand in any direction and there's a fruit tree and you can just take it and eat it. I even rode on your mule and just completely enchanted. And I was like, man, this, I want this.
And as you got older, what did you find drew you back to the country?
So the being Haitian always was a big part of my identity. I spoke Creole very often. And for a lot of Haitians, that's really as far as it goes. But to me, I felt it was necessary to really be part of the change that was needed in the country. Because when I went there and I saw the potential, I saw the people, but I just saw massive lack of investment. And I knew that on my deathbed, I wanted to know that I provided X amount of jobs to Haitians in Haiti. Last year, the Haitian diaspora sent $3 billion in remittances into the Haitian economy. But the problem is the vast majority of that money is going to day-to-day consumption, right? It's not something that's going to help drive the economy forward. Okay, how do I build something that can employ and drive growth?
So you got a master's in economics from Florida State University. You obviously had a bright business future ahead of you here in the U.S. if you wanted it. But 3 years ago, at age 30, you chose to return to Haiti to start a business there. And you did so when the country's political and economic situation was starting to collapse again. Why take that risk?
I was pushing 30, and I just finished paying off my student loan debt. So I quit my job working in data analytics, and I'm moving to Haiti. I was having interviews with different business people in Haiti. And everyone told me they had difficulty finding good employees. And I said, wait, in a country of over 70% unemployment, you're having difficulty finding people? Let's see what I can do about that. Because I know technology, social media, you know, I know LinkedIn is a thing. There needs to be a solution. I opened up a staffing firm.
I was made aware of a company coming into Haiti to start an outbound call center. They reached out, said, you know, they wanted me to help them find, you know, competent, good staff, and ran into a fellow, we'll call him Jimmy, incredibly talented, very typical of so many Haitians here. They could speak English, Spanish, French, but again, jobless, right? And recommended him to the call center and was a slam dunk. That company has come back to me and said, hey, can I find them 10 more just like them?
But how do you sell Haitian expats of your generation on that idea of coming back to Haiti?
That's a big part of why I created my YouTube channel. I have one video entitled, The Top Three Things When Dealing with Political Instability. How do you overcome it? I don't sugarcoat anything.
Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks so much for having me.
Krista Saint-Gentil is a Haitian expat and business owner in Haiti. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.